It's now time for the Suzy Scoop with Amy Eastlack of Suzy Said. Amy Eastlack, a.k.a. Suzy Said, gives you the scoop on what's happening in and around town this weekend.
Well, good morning, good fall, October. Oh, it is so beautiful out, and I absolutely love this weather. I'm assuming that many of you do, too. It got a little colder last weekend, but you know what? I was totally loving that, too. To put on jeans and a sweater, I was totally happy. So this weekend is supposed to be gorgeous. So excited about it because, of course, there are tons of harvest festivals, apple festivals, pumpkins, all that kind of stuff going on. So let's get to it. Last week, I talked about this. Carter Mountain is having their apple harvest festival. And I just want to remind you, this goes on all October. One thing that I wanted to talk about, I mean, first of all, there's music, food, hay rides, wine tastings, all that kind of stuff, pumpkins, and of course, everything apple that you can think about, especially those donuts. But one of the things I read this week was a little helpful hint from Carter Mountain is that their busiest times happen around noon to 3, noon to 4. So get out there early and you avoid that rush, because I know if you've been up there, you might get stuck on that mountain for a little while on that dirt road driving up there. And that's happened to me before. And it's beautiful. It's a little dusty. But if the earlier you go or the later you go, you will avoid those crowds. So that's just a little helpful hint I thought I would throw out there that I got in my little newsletter from Carter Mountain. So that's going on all day Saturday and Sunday. They have great music, the Lamplighters, Virginia Vagabonds, Rose Hill Ramblers, really fun kind of fall type country music, so that'll be a lot of fun. And if you're thinking about moving a little further outside of Charlottesville, Graves Mountain, which is absolutely gorgeous, and I haven't been up there in the last few weeks, but I bet this time of year, it's just because the leaves are really starting to change around here right now. So I'm thinking up at Graves Mountain up in Syria, it's probably really gorgeous too. And from 10 a.m. to 4:30 on October 8th and 9th, is actually this entire month, 8th and 9th, 15th, 16th, 22nd, 23rd, so the next few weekends, they are having their Apple Harvest Festival. So they will have all kinds of food, entertainment, bluegrass music, cloggers, arts and crafts, all that kind of stuff. Horseback riding you can do there. It's just gorgeous there. So sit back, relax, enjoy. You can see the old school apple butter cooking, all that kind of stuff. And they do have pick your own apples there too. So Graves Mountain, a little bit further out, but definitely a beautiful drive and a gorgeous place to hang out. One other orchard is the Flip and Seaman Orchard, and this is out in Nelson County, and they only do pick-your-own-apples a couple weekends in October, and that's like for the entire year, and this happens to be one of those weekends. So it's called Silver Creek Orchards. It's out in Nelson County, and they are running their pick-your-own-apple weekend from 9 to 4 on Saturday and 12 to 5 on Sunday, and there are actually signs that have been out there. They say, pick-your-own-apples, so you'll get your find your way out there. So that is one more of those kind of apple type festivals or fall festivals going on. And that's just the perfect time of year to be there. You know that I would never get through a podcast without talking about food and beer or food and wine. So we'll talk about the Discover Virginia Chili Cook-Off. This is happening out in Ruckersville on Saturday, and it runs 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. And basically this is community members and cooks from around Virginia, people who really, and there are like hardcore people that travel all around doing chili cook-offs. So this is not your average, this is not my mama's chili. This is good stuff. So they, everybody gets together to test their chili cooking skills. There'll be local bands, kids entertainment, beer, because what goes better with chili than beer, really? And of course, lots of great chili. This is out in Ruckersville, right across from Spotswood Place. General admission is free, but if you want to actually do some chili testing, it is, or testing or tasting, either way, $4 advance sales or $6 at the gate, and you can get tickets online at discovervirginia.com, or you can just pay $6 at the gate, and that is going to be absolutely delicious and, again, beautiful out in Ruckersville. This happens twice a year, this next event, and I love the fall one just because, as I've said over and over again, fall is my favorite time of year. I love being outside, put a little fleece on, and be good to go. The Crozet Arts and Crafts Festival. So another chance to really be outdoors with your family, live music, entertainment, food. And at the Crozet Arts and Crafts Festival, this is a big deal. This is over 100. I think last year they had over 125 artists and crafters. And this is not like my kids' artwork. This is amazing pieces of artwork that you will want to purchase. There's pottery and there'll be all kinds of things. Everything that you can pretty much think of. And then plus there's tons of kids' activities. There's going to be caricatures and expressions will be there doing face painting. There's music, cloggers, magicians, everything. The stages will have all kinds of entertainment. So this runs Saturday from 10 to 5:30 and Sunday from 10 to 5. Adults are $6 and kids under 12 and under are free. And they really do, it is a family thing. They really recommend this for all ages, except for no pets because there's going to be food. And they always put that on their website. So I just want to make sure I get that out there. So kind of a change of pace here. Since we're talking about family stuff, I wanted to get in this one other thing that's going on this weekend because I think as a mother of two children and spending many years being sleep deprived, I think that this there's a workshop coming up at Children, Youth, and Family Services, CYFS, over on High Street called Understanding Sleep Needs of Children. And this is a workshop basically on good sleeping habits from babies to big kids. I think there's a lot of focus on sleep with babies, but what about when your kids get older? And I do a lot of volunteering in the school, and I see a lot of kids with big bags under their eyes. And I know that my kids fight me because I am the mean mom that puts my children to bed at my 9 and 11-year-old, 11 years old today, as a matter of fact. I put them to bed at 8:30, and they think I'm the worst mom ever, but really I think they need that sleep. So I think this is such an important workshop that would really benefit so many people. And this is presented by two doctors from UVA, from the Department of Pediatrics, and Dr. Lynn McDaniel and Dr. Ann Kellums, and they are just amazing resources. And you can learn about sleep patterns and sleep needs for children, different and flexible approaches to addressing sleep challenges. And I think that's so important because when you're a parent and you read all those books, there are so many different things out there, and you got to find what works for you and your kids. And I think that some people are hard and fast, believe in one thing, but I think there are a lot of strategies out there, and you'll learn about that. And then the great part, there will be a question and answer session at the end. So childcare is free at these CYFS workshops, and they do these not exactly once a month, but every couple of months. There's another one coming up in November that's about potty training. Hopefully that's just for little kids. But they're free. You got to call in advance, though. You can bring your infants in with you, and you can register at that at www.cyfs.org. And I will also say that this is not the only kind of thing that CYFS does. An amazing array of things for families and children and in the county. But they also do a lot of different workshops and classes. So you can check that out when you're on their website. So getting a little away from the fall activities and going into some other things that are going on out and about in Charlottesville, going to theater. The Culbreth Theater, the UVA Drama Department, is starting their fall session, and they are going to be doing the play Parade, which is a Tony Award-winning musical. And sounds like a pretty deep, I haven't seen this one, but it sounds pretty deep. It's based on the true story of a man named Leo Frank, who was convicted of murdering a young factory worker back in 1913 in Atlanta, Georgia. And it's a pretty gripping drama about mob mentality and that how they had to find someone to blame for this. And then there's a love story in there, too. So it sounds pretty interesting. And I'm really impressed with if you've seen anything at the Culbreth Theater, it's really, really great. And you can actually buy a subscription series, which is three performances. It says adult $60, child $35. That seems pretty, pretty low. So that seems amazing to me. You can also buy single tickets. So if you aren't sure you want to continue on through the rest of the season, you can do that. So that's Parade, and that's running this month. And speaking of parades, the Parade of Homes is going on. This is the final weekend for the Parade of Homes. That's from 12 to 6. And I think I mentioned this last week, over 10 different builders from throughout Charlottesville. And locations all over Charlottesville. I just like Crozet obviously has some. Crozet is booming right now. But also in the city, in the county, out in Keswick, everywhere. So you want to check that out at brhba.org. And then two fun events going on at the Paramount. On Thursday, they are hosting a movie called Make Believe. And I think this sounds so cool. This is on coming up on Friday, October 8th at 4 p.m. is a great movie. It's called Make Believe. And this movie follows six teens who all share an extraordinary passion, something totally different, the art of magic. and they all attend this World Magic Seminar in Vegas. And it really kind of chronicles their life and how they are adolescents. They're very assured and dedicated when it comes to their magic, but really what's going on inside them is a little bit different. So it's supposed to be funny and kind of touching and a real honest movie. So that is at the Paramount. Tickets are only $8 for adults, $6 for 12 and under. So it is suitable for 12 and under, and that might be a really fun thing to do with your kids that night. And then coming up on October 9th at the Paramount at 4 p.m. also is Eddie Miles. I don't know if it's Miles or Mills. We'll have to double check that. I think it's Miles. Salute to Elvis and Country Legends. And this is really cool because the Lions Club is teaming up with the First Tee program. And if you don't know anything about the First Tee program, I'll give you just a quick lowdown on the First Tee program. Is an amazing golf program, and we're lucky to have one here in Charlottesville. And there's a couple things about it that I love. First of all, I love the game of golf, so that's just a great thing right there. Getting youth involved in golf is a really, it's a great, very, a kind of sport that you really, sportsmanship is expected, and it's the norm rather than the exception, and that is really what the First Tee program is all about. They have core values that they go over each week. And it is all about being, it's not just about the game of golf, it is about being a better person. One of the things I love that they do every week is the coaches have the kids thank their parents. And they actually say to the kids, hey, you know what? If it wasn't for your parents, you wouldn't be here right now. You couldn't get here. You couldn't have these clubs in your hands. So thank your parents and be good to them all week. And you know what? That's really kind of a nice reminder to have somebody else tell your kids that for a change. But it really is all about these core values and being a better person and then applying that to the game of golf. So it's just a really amazing program. And they are, this is a fundraiser for them. And it is Eddie Miles, and he is going to be doing a tribute to Elvis. My dad would be so proud. And then some other country legends like Merle Haggard, George Jones, and others. And I'm telling you, my dad, if he were in town, we would be there for sure. So this is a great way to raise some money for the First Tee and really be entertained. And then they have a VIP ticket where you can get some barbecue dinner in the balcony lounge, which if you haven't been up there in the Paramount, I go on and on about the Paramount because I think it's such a great, great place. We are so blessed with some amazing theaters, the Paramount, the Jefferson, all of that, that are really kind of restored to their true glory. And having lived in quite a few different cities in my time, I think we're so lucky to have right across the street from one another these two great venues that look so beautiful and do such different things. So that, I think, is going to be such a fun event. I bet your kids would probably really have fun with it too, because who doesn't know all those Elvis songs? And then all those songs that they don't even realize they know because they've heard them playing in the background. Going to be a great fun time. And I have made it a goal that each week I will talk about at least one, if not more, physical activity events, because I talk a lot about food and wine and beer, and I don't want y'all to think that that's all I do. I do like to exercise. I do like to run. I am not the best runner in the world, but I'm trying. And one of my favorite races that I've done over the past couple of years, this is the third year they're doing it. I will unfortunately not be able to do it this year because I will be out of town, but it's the Real Girls Run. And I love this because this was the first run that I did when I started running again. And I will totally admit it, I am not a great runner, but I love the sport of running and that you can do it. I can take it with me everywhere I go. And the Real Girls Run is on Saturday. It's at Dardentau, and I love it because it runs along the Ravana Trail, and it's almost completely flat. So that's why it was my first race. So this is a great race for beginners. It's a great race for anyone, but whether you are a novice and you're just starting out, if you are just starting out, great way to start out. It will totally boost your confidence because you don't have a lot of that. There are a couple of stairs that we had to go up last year. That was the toughest part for me right there. But it's put on by Charlottesville Running Company, and it is a great race. It starts early, 7:30. It's a little chilly out there then, but it's just a great, you know, it's all women too. So you have this great supportive environment, and I just really love being there. So that's the race I'm going to talk about this week. There are probably other ones going around, but that's this week's focus. And if you want to check the site, I will be posting on a weekly basis just kind of athletic events that are going around that you can participate in Charlottesville. It's kind of calling it my Get Moving segment. I used to call it Shaping Up with Susie, but I think we're going to call it Get Moving now because I'm really kind of all about that. You got to keep your body moving. I'm getting a little bit older. I hate to admit that. And the more you keep active, the better it is. My mother is about to turn 70, and I see that she's done that her whole life. And I hope I look that good when I'm 70. So Everybody, get out and enjoy it this weekend. Have a fabulous weekend, and we will talk to you all next week.